I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So here you go. You got the lost generation of Browns fans, and you're bringing them back, man, woman, and child. And what do? In the second year of this rebirth, you go and you sign Kareem Hunt. Now, here's the question that I have not heard. I was not at the press conference, so I couldn't ask it. I wish somebody would have asked it, and that is this. How do you, John Dorsey, Jimmy Haslam, and Dee Haslam, how do you explain to this lost generation of Cleveland Browns fans, and I'm picking on women here as the example, the men, that's a different story for another day, but I'm talking about this lost generation that is coming back, man, woman, and child. But now we're talking about the women, the females, the mothers, the grandmothers, the daughters, the granddaughters, the girlfriends. How in the world do you explain Kareem Hunt at this point? I'm not saying a guy doesn't deserve a second chance. We all do, for the most part. But I haven't heard anybody explain it. I've heard about the football essence of it. I've heard that what a backfield this will be, how many weapons that Baker Mayfield is going to have and Freddie Kitchens is going to have. I can't believe that if you locked each guy in a room in the front office, the Green Bay and Kansas City guys, and the coaches, and the owners, the husband and wife, and Jimmy and Dee Haslam. I can't believe that when John Dorsey goes into the room and says, I got this idea, tell me what you think about it, were they all just sitting there and nodding their heads, or did somebody bring up the problem that they might have from a PR standpoint? I haven't heard that at all. And Dee Haslam is a member of the committee, some of the committees, that are dealing with violence in pro football and a couple of other committees. And where is she? She wants to be known. In the first couple of years, when they talked about the owner of the franchise, they talked about Jimmy Haslam. She made it clear that she wanted the reference to be made to both of them as co-owners, Jimmy Haslam and Dee Haslam. And that was made clear that they wanted to be going by that moniker. So where is she? Where is he? This is not just a football decision, whether Kareem Hunt can fit in with Baker Mayfield, whether Nick Chubb has a problem or not when you bring in a weapon like him. I don't care about how long it's going to take. I don't care what the suspension is going to be from what he did from the league. And I've got to believe, by the way, that the league is going to come down harshly on this, because they took some PR hits because they didn't come down harshly enough on some other instances, and this gives them the perfect opportunity to make people think they've got some guts to do it. So I want to know where they are and how they explain it. So I will ask the question, how do you tell your daughter, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, your granddaughter, how do you tell them why in the world we have Kareem Hunt? And don't tell me that he's one of the best running backs in the game, because we understand that. That's why you did it. But 3 months after he did what he did and what it appears that he had done in the taping that we have, the taping system, 3 months later, here he is signed by the Cleveland Browns with no explanation at all. And I understand why John Dorsey did it. John Dorsey, I truly believe, I've been told by a lot of people, that he truly believes in giving second chances and building men and building character. All right, I get it, but you got to give us a better answer. I'm not even sure that, I think that the three of them should have been up there on the dais. Not like when the new coach, Freddie Kitchen, was announced. I get it. I get it why Dee and Jimmy were sitting in the front row, and they should have been. But now, when you have a deal like this, I'm not sure after John Dorsey makes his announcement as to why he did it from a football standpoint, that's the time you got to turn it over to Jimmy and Dee Haslam. Because this is a franchise decision. This is one that puts you back back on the front pages. Instead of the last time you were on the front pages when you went 0-16 and 1-15 and you were the joke of the league, this has serious other implications above and beyond football or football. I don't mean to make a joke of it on John Dorsey, because this is serious business, because many of us have daughters and granddaughters and girlfriends and wives, and they want to be Cleveland Browns fans, and yet there's another side to it, and I want to hear what you think about that and what should have been done. Or are you all right with the way it is, and you'll sit around and wait till October or November when he might be eligible to play again? Who knows? We don't know. My guess is that they're going to come down hard on him. They have the opportunity to make themselves look tough, because they didn't look tough in the Ray Rice one. They didn't look tough in a couple of other situations, and now's the time to do it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.